Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land. This is your host and friend, the DJ Southeast Vince, coming at you from a place called Durham, North Carolina, and this is Black by Color Only on CNM Radio. On this show, I will discuss current events and issues that affect the black race, and I will take on the apostles of blackness. Hopefully, you'll get something from this show, and if you have a question or a comment, make sure you season it well with respect, or I'll push the kick button and you will suffer the curse of the fruit bat. So don't come here being a fruit bat, as this is a fruit bat free program. You are listening to Black by Color Only. Well, hello everybody out there. You good people, hope today finds you doing well. Once again, this is your host and friend, the Sand Tiger, DJ Southeast Vince, coming at you all the way from Durham, North Carolina. And if you would like to be a guest to call into the show, let me get things adjusted here. If you would like to be a guest to call into the show, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. 646-478-5284, and you can call in and talk about anything related to the subject matter at hand, but I will give you a word of warning. I will not tolerate character assassinations, ad hominem attacks, insults, trolling, excessive profanity, things of that sort. It will prompt me to push the kick button, and you will go bye-bye. I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me. Just be respectable in your interactions on this program, and you should have a great show. Well, everybody, here we are in the middle of July. I'm getting a little something here. There we go. Well, here we are in the middle of July, and year's going by pretty fast, you know. And there's so many things happening this year that are just newsworthy. And this year is just flying by. I'm gonna be honest with you. And I just wanted to let you all know that I really don't recognize the country that we're in anymore. This is not the country that I grew up in. You know, and I believe the heyday of this country was basically in the 70s and the 80s, despite who we had in the White House. But I think though that was this country's heyday. And but this day is so many it's just so many topics, so many things that cause contention that would have caused contention back in the day, you know. Seems like people are a little bit more sensitive about certain little things, you know. You hear people talk about microaggressions, and folks are a little bit more sensitive about certain statements or phrases that are being uttered by folks more than they were back in the day. You know, and it's gotten to the point where a lot of people are just walking on eggshells going about their day-to-day. You know, if you're caught saying the wrong thing, it could end up with you losing your job, even though what you're saying has nothing to do with the job. You know, it's your freedom of speech. And people keep throwing freedom of speech around, but a lot of the people who are throwing the term freedom of speech around, they really don't give a ripped pair of jeans about your freedom of speech. They'll talk about their freedom of speech being violated, but they won't talk about it when someone else's freedom of speech is violated, because we don't like those people. We don't like them. They shouldn't have freedom of speech. They won't come out and say that, but basically that is their mentality. If I don't like you, if I don't agree with you, then you shouldn't have freedom of speech. And that is why, you know, people like Donald Trump have gotten banned, you know, from social media because, first of all, the media has really cooked up that Donald Trump was a racist and everything. And, you know, this man, he's just pure racist, you know. Hey, Yahweh, or Retta, whichever. I'm sorry, but for some time the media has cooked up that Donald Trump was a racist, and we all felt, you know, we all got hypnotized by that phrase that he's a racist. So when Donald Trump would do certain things, we would say that is because of his racism. One of the things that, you know, people keep going back to is the Charlottesville debacle that happened a few years ago. You know, they say, you know, Charlottesville showed that Donald Trump is a racist. Did you hear what he said? He said white supremacists are good people too. He said they are very fine people. Did you hear him say that? And if anyone were to ask me that, I would say, no, I didn't hear him say that. He didn't say that. What are you talking about? It was clear as day, really. Basically, what Donald Trump said was, on both sides, they're very fine people on both sides. You got your good and your bad. That's all he said. Nothing racist about that. But of course, because people have been brainwashed into thinking that Donald Trump is a racist, they take that to say that that shows his racism. Oh, did you hear that? He said that white supremacists are very fine people, but they don't show you the clip. And I should have had that clip for this show today. I did a very poor. I made a very poor effort of getting this show ready today. Had a very strenuous work week. Not a bad week, but it was very strenuous, and I got up late this morning and everything. So, but what people don't play, and I've never seen this on the mainstream media news, never, was Donald Trump making the statement, I'm not talking about the white supremacists or the KKK. Those groups need to be condemned. But as far as the people at the march today, you know, they're good. They're fine people on both sides. That's what he said. But of course they cut off that one part so they didn't want people to think that Donald Trump might not be a racist. You know, so another good example is the whole MAGA thing. MAGA. MAGA. You know, people triggered when they see MAGA. You got MAGA on your hat. They get triggered. And now this shows you a lot of people's stupidity, and that a lot of people really don't have critical thinking skills. when Donald Trump uttered the phrase, make America great again, you had some people come in and say, well, isn't America great now? What do you mean, make America great again? Oh, I know what you mean. You mean going back to the 50s and to the Jim Crow era where black people couldn't do, where black people were segregated and we didn't have the same freedom that white people did. And then, you know, when someone got to thinking like that, they were like, yeah, that's what that means. And so now MAGA is a racist statement.
Out of the house.
Oh, okay. Folks, give me a second. I got a little situation out here. I got to move my vehicle because give me a second. It shouldn't take long.
two ladies and a guy out there. Whew. All right. Okay, folks. Looks like I'm back. Some folks had to I'm here. I'm here. I had to take care of a situation out here. Someone had to move a washing machine, so I'm back and just trying to catch my breath right now. And it looks like we got a storm coming over, so you know, hopefully my sound won't go out. Several people have been having issues with Blog Talk Radio lately, saying their show's been cutting off. They get a pop-up, and their shows will cut off, and hopefully that doesn't happen today with me. Last week, had a good week, you know, last weekend. But let me go on to what I was saying. You know, what I was saying was when people talk about MAGA, they talked about the whole MAGA thing. You know, people thought too much into it. And like I said, people were so brainwashed about Donald Trump being a racist, which he is not. But they were so brainwashed by the mainstream media into believing that Donald Trump was a racist. Any little thing that he said was considered to be because he doesn't like black people. Like I said, with the MAGA, people said, what does he mean by make America great again? This country is great already. Well, he wants us to go back to the time when we had the Jim Crow laws and black people didn't have the freedom that we have today. Is that what he's talking about? And people believe that MAGA was made out of a racist mindset. And that's why so many people get so triggered when they hear MAGA or see someone wearing a MAGA hat. You have people being attacked by folks because they were wearing a MAGA hat. You know, they had this teenager, someone snatched his hat off his head and threw a soda on him because he was wearing a MAGA hat, you know, and it triggered a lot of people because they were led to believe that MAGA stands for hatred against white folks. They want to kill old people and they don't care about the poor and everything, and a lot of people got triggered by this. And they read too much into what Donald Trump was about or what he was saying. But no one has been able to prove to me, and if you will be honest with yourselves, no one has been able to prove to you that Donald Trump is a racist. Nobody has. No one has. And I haven't seen any inkling of racism with Donald Trump. Donald Trump may be a lot of things. He might be a lot of things, but one thing he is not is a racist. So, you know, but, you know, there is that. But I wanted to explain something too that happened to me last week on my Sunday program. I do another program called Profit or Loss. And you all can check that show out too. I try to do it every Sunday. But while I was doing my program, some nut named Purple Pill comes on to my chat page, and he starts making false accusations. He starts, you know how the fruit bats do, folks. You know, they get in there and they start saying stuff just out of the way and whatever. And at first he was saying, you know, because I was on that show, that's my Sunday show. That's my quote unquote preaching show. And I talk a lot about Jesus and a lot of the false doctrines that are in today's churches. And so this guy comes up and he says, so you think a white man can save you? And I'm sitting there like, wait a minute. I didn't mention anything about Jesus being white or anything. And then he started calling me the cute little names. He called me Buckwheat and, you know, and things like that. And he was like, you don't know what you're doing. And I'm like, well, I'm not even sitting here talking about whether Jesus is white or black or anything like that. I be honest with you, I don't give a rip pair of jeans what color Jesus is. I don't agree. I don't care. If he's black, okay, he's black. If he's white, if he's brown, if he's whatever, I don't care. But so many, see, and this is one of the main reasons why I do this program here called Black by Color Only, because I want people to know that just because you are a certain skin color, that shouldn't affect your mentality. And see, I run across people like Purple Peel, whoever Purple Peel is. I don't know if it's male, female, whatever. But a lot of times they like to hide, you know, on social media. They're not going to call you on the phone or talk to you or look at you face to face. They just want to come out there and just throw stuff out there and just try to disrupt your program. And I run into this a lot because by me being a black man, you know, people think I'm supposed to think a certain way. And I'm not going to think that way that a lot of mainstream black people think I should think. Because I might be a black man, but I am also an individual. And I can come to my own conclusions. I don't need anyone to do my thinking for me. And sad to say, a lot of the people, I call them the apostles of blackness, a lot of them allow someone else to do their thinking for them. That's why when we get little incidents that we see on the news and whatever, a whole bunch of these people, they jump to conclusions about the incidents. Like with George Floyd, you know, people like, oh, well, you see what happened to George Floyd? You know, they're out to get us. They're out to kill black people. Now, what happened with George Floyd was bad. It was horrible. Don't get me wrong. I don't know what in the world Officer Chauvin was thinking when he had his knee on George Floyd's neck or back or whatever, wherever it was. George Floyd wasn't going anywhere. He was handcuffed. He was on the ground. He wasn't going anywhere. And will I say that what Officer Chauvin did was stupid? Yes, it was. It was. But I don't think the man is guilty of murder. But, of course, the powers that be, they see a white cop on a black man, and they automatically think that, oh, this guy, the white cop, is a racist. He's a member of the Ku Klux Klan. He's a member of the Aryan Nation. Now, George Floyd, in my book, he probably should be alive today. You know, they were talking about the fentanyl in the system. They said he had a fatal dose of it. I'm not sure if that would have killed him. And I do believe that George Floyd should be alive today, but let me tell you all something. George Floyd was not killed. Let me stress this. Let me make sure I stress this good so the people in the back can hear me. George Floyd was not killed simply because he was black. He wasn't. What happened to him was a horrible situation. It could have happened to anyone. Well, it doesn't happen to white folks. Say that to Daniel Shavers. Anyone know who Daniel Shavers is? Does anyone know who that is? Daniel Shavers, white guy. I don't know what the deal was with him, but he was in a hotel and he was on the ground. The police told him to get down on the ground, and Daniel Shavers was just scared, like, you know, what are y'all going to do and whatever. And they ended up shooting Daniel Shavers, unarmed white man. And I actually saw the video footage of it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, why in the world did they kill that guy? But you don't hear about Daniel Shavers. Nor do you hear about Tony Tempa, who faced the same situation, a similar situation as George Floyd. Tony Tempa had a cop's knee in his back for 14 minutes. And not only that, when he passed away, the police were mocking him. They were sitting there mocking him. And you know what? Just here recently, those police officers were acquitted of that situation. But, of course, we had to get Derek Chauvin. You know, he's a white supremacist. We gotta put him in jail to appease the masses. And look up Tony Tempa. Back in 2016, I think it was in the Dallas area, if I'm correct. Police had a knee in his back for 14 minutes. Derek Chauvin had a knee in his back for 8 or 9 minutes. Similar situations, different reactions. Because a lot of us in this country, we have a selective outrage mechanism. We choose what we're going to get outraged with. Oh, the black person got attacked by a white cop. Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Black person gets gunned down by another black person. Oh, that's nothing to see here. White person gets gunned down by a cop. Oh, nothing to see here. And see, why would we know who Daniel Shavers or Tony, they don't fit the media. Yeah, they don't. Yeah, that's the reason. Yeah. Daily News, I think that's how you pronounce that. Daily News made a good point. They don't fit the narrative. That is so true. Because they don't fit the narrative. They don't fit the talking point. One black person can get killed by a white cop in 10 years, and we'll blow that out of proportion. But we choose to ignore the black people who lose their lives at the hand of another black person. And I have a website called blackbycoloronly.com. I haven't been on it as often as I should be or as I could be. You know, you got to work, you know, you got to take care of your wife and everything and stuff like that. But on there, I have a section called Their Names. I added a few names there about a week ago. I got a lot more names to add. I'll probably add them as soon as I get off this program. I like to watch a program in the mornings before I go to work. I watch a program on Newsmax called Greg Kelly, and he does a section on Black Lives Matter. And he says, yeah, do Black Lives Matter? Yeah, of course they do. He says, yeah, Black Lives do matter. But he said to the organization, Black Lives Matter, they only matter when a black life is taken by a white cop. And once a day he'll show the picture of a person, of a black person, usually a teenager, black teenager, who got gunned down by another black person. But you're not going to hear that in the mainstream media. You hear it in that local area where the incident happened, but you won't hear it on the national media. Because see, we know about George Floyd. We know about what's her name, Breonna Taylor, who was not killed because she was black. We know about Michael Brown. We know about Trayvon Martin. We know about Tamir Rice. We know about them. But we don't know about Sakoria Turner or Jasmine Barnes. Or Crystal Crockett. Or Kelby Shorty. Or Greg Ferenczi. Jakari McKellar. Jerrion Elliott. Miles Thompson. Christopher Edmonds. Jace O'Neill. We don't know about them. We don't know about them, but we know, oh, yeah, George Floyd. And by the way, did y'all hear about what happened to the George Floyd memorial? I think it was in Ohio. Got struck by lightning. Y'all see that? I mean, that must have been a strong bolt of lightning, too, because, man, the whole thing just came down. I mean, bricks just came. I was like, what in the world? Looked like someone hit it with a howitzer. I said, what? And some folks were trying to say, well, maybe someone vandalized. Nah, that was not vandalism. You see the picture of that mural. That was not vandalism right there. And they said before the storm had come over, the mural was up there. It was still standing. After the storm had passed over, that's when they noticed the damage to the mural. Now, if you think somebody's going to take some time during a thunderstorm to vandalize a mural, you got to be outside of your mind. But I saw that, and, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, me being a Christian, is when God talks about, I will not, you know, you shall not have any other gods before me. See, George Floyd has become an idol of sorts. Now, some of you all might be out there and be like, well, why did he just destroy that one, but he didn't destroy the others? I don't know. But I don't know. Maybe God's a racist now. You know, maybe God doesn't like black people anymore. I don't know. But I saw that, and I'm reminded of what happened to the god Dagon when the Philistines had stolen the Ark of the Covenant, and they put it in the same temple with their god Dagon. They woke up one morning, Dagon had been knocked over. They put it back in there. The next day, not only had Dagon been knocked over, his head had been cut off too. But that's what that reminded me of. I was like, wow, okay. And, you know, I'm not saying that God did do that, but it's kind of strange, though, that that bolt of lightning would hit right exactly on George Floyd's face. What were the chances of that happening? And Daily News is saying, George Floyd did not deserve to die the way that he did. You're missing a few words there, Daily News. But that does not excuse the fact Floyd was no upstanding citizen. He sure enough was not. He had tried to rob a pregnant woman, pointed a gun at a pregnant woman, tried to rob her. But nobody says anything about that. Yeah, he was elevated as he were upstanding. He was not a good family man. He was placed in a gold coffin. Oh, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that he was placed in a gold coffin. I didn't know that. And I was like, man, this is some crazy stuff, you know. See, this is the thing. A lot of people that we treat them like upstanding citizens when they do not need to be treated like heroes. Breonna Taylor, another one. I don't believe she should have died the way that she did. I don't believe the, but in this case, I don't believe the police were at fault. And I'm waiting for the answer of someone who can answer why in the world her boyfriend shoots at the police when they knock on the door. They didn't have to knock on the door, but I think out of, you know, courtesy or whatever, they may have knocked on the door. And when they knocked on the door, it was her boyfriend that fired the first shot, hit one of the police officers in the leg. The police fired back. The boyfriend wasn't hit, but Breonna Taylor was. Now, I'm wondering how in the world the boyfriend can fire the shots at the police officers. They return fire, but the only person who gets killed is Breonna Taylor. I'm trying to figure that one out. But once again, people want to make this about a white cops, black girl. They were at the wrong house. No, they were not. Breonna Taylor was on, her name was on the warrant. And this is a good example, people. Be careful of the company that you keep, because Breonna Taylor I believe she should still be alive today, but she kept some bad company. She wanted a company with the drug dealers. And not only that, you know, people want to say, they want to show that picture of Breonna Taylor as an EMT worker. But Breonna Taylor had been fired from her EMT job 4 years before this incident because she was caught with a dead body in her car. And it may have been one of the, you know, one of her boyfriends that killed somebody. I don't know what the story is on that one. But it could have been that, you know, this was somebody that one of her boyfriends had killed and she was trying to dispose of the body. I don't know what the details are on that. But once again, we go here, we try to make heroes of people who do not deserve to be made a hero. And yeah, Pianki, I have to agree with you. That sound to me, that situation sounded like her boyfriend used her as a shield. That's what it sounded like to me. They haven't said anything definite, but that's what it sounded like to me. He went the cowardly route. And not only that, when people say that Breonna Taylor, she was killed because she was sleeping while black. Breonna Taylor was in a hallway because when the police busted into the door, they said they observed two people in the hallway, a male and a female. Now, I don't know what happened there or whatever. Once again, I don't know how Breonna turned out to be the one that got shot or whatever, but it sounds to me that her boyfriend used her as a shield. And Retta is saying, how many innocent children caught in a drive-by shootings had a gold coffin? I can't remember one. Matter of fact, when they did GoFundMes for like compared to George Floyd, I think the girl that got killed at the Atlanta Wendy's, Sequoia Turner, they could barely raise enough money to have a funeral for that girl. But George Floyd, oh, millions of dollars. But here's the thing about that, too, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard that George Floyd's family didn't get 1 cent of that money. If someone correct me if I'm wrong, but they raised all these millions of dollars for George Floyd and his family, but this little girl, they could barely raise enough money to have her funeral. But that's why people like myself do shows like this, because I am tired. I'm tired of the black narratives. I'm about the truth. I'm not about, you know, black this and black that. Okay, now, don't get me wrong. I do understand there is racism out there. I understand that there are white people out there that do not like black people. But the incidents involving that type of situation are very far and few between. I don't believe the Ku Klux Klan is a major terrorist group in this country. At one time they were. But how many black people has the Ku Klux Klan killed within the last, I'll say, 50 years? How many? But we always want to keep our attention. Why y'all talking about black on black crime? Y'all talking about us like we're terrorists. What about the Ku Klux Klan? Tell me how many black people the Ku Klux Klan has killed within the past 50 years compared to how many black people have been killed by other black people. And don't let me bring up the abortion thing. Don't let me bring that up. Y'all want to talk about blacks being genocided? Let's bring up, you know, talk about abortion. Click close to 20 million black people have been aborted since 1973. But we don't talk about that. Because, once again, we've been hypnotized into thinking that abortion is for a woman's health. That the fetus inside the woman is really not a person until that person is born. Just a mass of tissue. I've heard people go so far to denigrate the developing baby inside the womb as a little strawberry. It's just a mass of cells. Well, excuse me, but we're all a mass of cells. We got skin cells, brain cells, heart cells, blood cells, liver cells. We're all a mass of cells. It's crazy. And you guys in my chat room, what are y'all trying to tell me here? Y'all trying to educate me again? The African American Holocaust, 1-7-2016, 2:59 p.m. Eastern Time, updated January 6, 2017. Ooh, man, okay, that's sobering. If the police aren't killing them, then they are killing each other. In a 35-year time frame, over 324,000 African-American people were killed by their own race. And nobody says anything about this. Nobody says anything about it. But we gotta beat down the white cops that kill black folks. Which the police kill more white people every year than they do black people. Of course, they choose to ignore that stat because they want to keep their victimhood status and they want to point to somebody else for the faults that they need to deal with in their own communities. Oh, Daily News, you know what? I think you're going to be my best new friend now. don't matter, zygote fetus is still human, which means abortion is murder. Yeah, just straight up. No qualms about it. Abortion is just straight up murder. Taking one irresponsible act and following it up with another irresponsible act. That's basically all abortion is. That's all it is. And the thing that gets me about the black community, this is one of the things that ticks me off about my fellow black people. This is one thing that really ticks me off. Why in the world do we keep voting for these liberal Democrats? I know black people right now who are against abortion, but they still vote for liberal Democrats who support it. And they get up there, they say, well, I know abortion is wrong, but I think abortion is the most heinous crime in the history of the world. I really do. And I'm not a person who likes to put levels on, you know, which is worse or whatever, anything, but I really do believe that abortion is the most heinous crime you can commit against another person because it kills the most innocent of us, those who can't speak out, those who can't fight back. But we still, when we go to the polls, 95% of us will choose to vote for people who don't have our best interests at heart because we think they're going to put some money in our pockets. That's sad. That's sad. Oh, Retta, I'm going to have to correct you on that one. She says, I personally know black Christians who hated Trump so much and voted Democrat. No. Mm-mm. Nope. Black so-called Christians. Because, folks, let me just say this. I don't see how you can call yourself a Christian and you vote for somebody who supports abortion. I really don't. And not only that, you did it out of hatred for Donald Trump. So that's two sins right there. You did it because you hated Donald Trump and you really don't care about the unborn. That's two sins right there. And folks, let me tell you, the only reason why Donald Trump lost this election, which I put an asterisk next to that because Donald Trump really didn't lose the election. But people just didn't, they hated the man. They just hated him. They were conditioned to hate him. Like I said, by our mainstream media, they were conditioned through that rhetoric, through the mainstream media, because people think when they're watching the news that that news reporter is telling them the truth, and 9 times out of 10, he is not. But they think, and see, like I said before on this program, when you're watching the news, this is something you need to understand when you watch the news. When that news reporter is spewing that mess at you, keep in mind that man, he's got a job to do to uplift his particular radio station or news channel or whatever. All they care about is the news. They don't care about the truth. They care about their ratings. That's why they'll report on this story, but they won't report on that story. This story isn't news. This isn't going to get the people riled up. This is not going to make the airwaves, you know, and if it doesn't, it's not going to boost our ratings. That's all they care about. All they're giving to you is a little package. They snipped here, they cut there, trimmed here a little bit, wrapped it up in a nice package, put a bow on it, and they throw it back at you. That's what you're getting when you're watching the news. And so many people, they don't read, they don't study. All they think, all they need to do to get all their information is just to sit down in front of a TV, in front of a TV screen, while someone spews a lie to them, and they think they got all the news that they need. But I would dare say, and you all can quote me on this, you can correct me if you want to or whatever, if you find something else, I dare say 98% of your news reporters don't give a rip pair of jeans about telling you the truth. Pianki, there you go with them facts again. What did I tell you about putting facts on my chat page? Stop putting the facts up here, man. you're gonna rock the boat, man. My goodness, will you look at this? Pianki, I think you need to write a book. Oh, yeah, and I don't know if you have it on here. Remember Jennifer Hudson, when her family was brutally murdered a few years ago? I'm just going to prove to you all that Donald Trump is a racist. I'm going to prove it to you that he is such a racist. Oh, my gosh, he is so racist. Jennifer Hudson's family was murdered. I think it was her mother. A cousin, I forget who it was, but it was several people who were murdered. You know, Donald Trump allowed her to stay in Trump Tower, I think, for a month, if I'm correct, free of charge. But no, Donald Trump is a racist. He's such a racist. Donald Trump had gotten, what do you call it, civil rights awards. He was praised by the one and only Jesse Jackson. He was uplifted in myriads of rap songs, people wanting to be like Donald Trump. But something changed in the atmosphere, though, when Donald Trump came down that escalator and decided he was going to run for the 45th president, run as the 45th president of the United States. Something changed there. Because he was running as a Republican, already in people's minds, Republican, those are the racist people. They don't like black people. And because he was a billionaire, oh my goodness, that was more fodder. And they, the powers that be, our mainstream media, set out to demonize Donald Trump because they know they got a bunch of sheep around here. You can tell them anything and they'll believe it, even though they should know better. And they know they should know better. But because the news media said it, they just automatically believe it like that. Oh, yeah, Daily News. Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. And you have every right to disagree. You know what? And I agree with your disagreement. I really do. Because what we were seeing on election night, Donald Trump was going to win in a landslide. Then all of a sudden, the polls shut down. Certain people who are, poll watchers, they were told to go home. And then when they left, people going up under the tables to get out these ballots. I think in Michigan, there were 20,000 extra ballots found, and every last one of them was a vote for Joe Biden. Now, that's an impossibility. That is an impossibility. Donald Trump actually got 11 million more votes during his reelection or his run for reelection than he did in his previous election. And not only that, usually when people vote for Democrats, it's usually anywhere 91 to 95% of the black people. They usually get 91 to 95% of the black vote. This time, they only got 88% of the black vote, which means there were a lot of black people who went over to the Trump side. But people still want to say that Joe Biden got 80 million votes, which is I think that's 15 million more votes than Barack Obama got in his second election. Now, you're not going to sit there and tell me that Joe Biden was more popular than Barack Obama. You're not going to sit there and tell me that. Or that he was more popular than Hillary Clinton. You're not going to sit there and tell me that. Even though all three of them, I don't agree with them or the policies or anything like that, but you are not going to get me to believe that old sleepy Joe Biden got more votes than Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. You can't convince me. You cannot convince me of it. And when people pointed these facts out, they said, "Oh, well, there's no evidence that there was any type of cheating during the election." Well, you all just didn't investigate it. You just shut people down and said, "Oh, we don't see any evidence." I don't hear you. We don't see any evidence. Nah, y'all just glad that the orange man, the Cheeto man, got out of office. Because you all have built up such a campaign of hate against him for 4 years. and y'all were just glad that he was out of office. Now, I don't hear too many people singing the praises of Joe Biden right now. Not like they did with Barack Obama when he was in office. And their silence on their praise for Joe Biden leads me to believe that people are just glad to get Donald Trump out of office. Just get us anybody. Just get us. Oh, yeah, Joe Biden. Yeah, we'll just take him. I believe that. I really do believe that. And those of you all who support the Democratic candidate, you can talk to me, and you might be listening to me talking right now, and you might be like, oh, you just mad because your man didn't win. You just mad. No, because the two times Barack Obama won, I didn't sit there and say, oh, there was some cheating. Or when Clinton won, I didn't say, oh, they cheated. And keep in mind, those of you all who are making that accusation, for 4 years, we had to listen to you all talk about Russian collusion. So there's that. Oh, you can contest an election, but we shouldn't. I got you. Let's see. Who is this y'all he's talking about? Y'all this, y'all that. Who is he talking about? Oh, I don't understand what you're saying there, Peter. Or Pata, I don't understand what you're saying there. But anyway, I'm coming up to the top of the hour. I am going to get some of my advertisements out of the way. And when I am done, I will return. You are listening to Black by Color Only on CNM Radio.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
folks. Welcome back to the show. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. And I've been basically going on a rant for the past hour, you know, just gone off on my tangent and going on a rant and everything. And basically what I'm doing is showing you all the reason why I do this program. And I'm pretty sure those of you all who listen to it fairly regularly, this is the reason why I do this program. And I just want people to know that just because I'm black doesn't mean I'm going to follow the black rhetoric, and folks call me all them names and everything. That's okay. That's fine. You can call me all the names you want to and whatever. But a lot of people, they take it personal. They take it like an insult because I'm not thinking like they do. And I'm just not going to think like you do because I'm an individual. Even those who bring points that I mostly agree with, there's going to be times where I disagree with them too. But I'm not trying to insult anybody. People take it as an insult, and, that's them. I can't do anything about that. But it's not going to shut me down when they use these cute little names and whatever. They think they're intimidating me, but they just can't shut me down. I'm not going to be shut down. I'm not going to shut down because some people are criticizing what I'm talking about. It's not going to happen. Yeah, rant Saturday. Yeah. But if you all were listening, during the break, I played a clip of all the liberal Democrats and things that they've said in the past, and those were, little sound bites of our good old friends in the liberal Democrats. They always talk about they're the compassionate ones and everything, and that's them talking. One of them was Miss Laugh-A-Lot, Kamala Harris. And folks, let me just say this, and I said this to my wife the other day. I mentioned this to my wife the other day because Joe Biden doesn't look like he's going to be lasting too long. I would really be surprised that Joe Biden will last 4 years in his first term. If he does, more power to him. But I don't think he's going to last long. And I think one of the main reasons why is I believe there are certain puppet masters, so to speak, behind the scenes who are pulling Joe Biden's strings. And Joe Biden is not looking he doesn't have a lot of cognition. When he talks, it's like he got to sit there and think about what he's going to say. Or like when he was in the ice cream shop, I don't know if you all seen this. He was in an ice cream shop and he had to pull out his notes to say, to answer someone's question or whatever. His cognizant skills are not up to par. And I really do believe there's someone behind the scenes feeding Joe Biden on what to say. Now, we remember, I think it was last year, Nancy Pelosi, she wanted to push that 25th Amendment. And that's basically to remove a sitting president if you think they're not doing their job too well. And when we first heard about it, we were thinking that she's going to use that against Donald Trump if he had won the election. And of course he didn't win the election, but I still think Nancy Pelosi is going to push that 25th Amendment. Now, I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. But this is what I think is going to happen. And this is just entirely my opinion. I think they're going to, Kamala Harris is going to pull out that 25th Amendment to get Joe Biden removed from office. Or let me say that's a possibility. Let me just say that. She'll pull that out and say, okay, and I believe whoever's pulling her, I believe the person pulling her strings is Nancy Pelosi. Because if Joe Biden gets kicked out of office, guess who the president's going to be? It's going to be Kamala Harris. And guess who the vice president is going to be? Oh, yes, good old Nancy Pelosi. And if that scenario does happen, I would caution Kamala to watch her back. Because I don't think Nancy Pelosi has any favorable ideals towards Ms. Harris. And even though Nancy is in her 80s, I seriously don't think that she's going to hold back in trying to get rid of Kamala Harris. Now, that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. And I could be wrong. But I think that's a possibility. And Joe Biden knew what he was doing when he made Kamala Harris his running mate. And to be honest, he may have been influenced in that area too, to make her his running mate. I'm not sure. Because the two of them do not like each other. They don't like each other. And if Kamala becomes, you know, if she becomes president, you know, all the people be like, oh, yes, thank God, hallelujah, we got a black woman as a president. Because a lot of people, they voted for Joe Biden not because they believe that Joe Biden could get the job done. They voted for Joe Biden because they were getting Kamala Harris along with the package. Those hosts on that morning show, was it called The Morning Show? I forget who they were, Charlemagne the God and all them other people. One of them said, I voted for Joe Biden because we get Kamala Harris. I was like, yeah, you're not the only one who voted like that either. But that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. But I do believe that's a possibility. I do believe that is a strong possibility that could happen. And I don't believe that Joe Biden is really running things in this country. I mean, have you all watched this guy when he makes a speech or whatever? And people said George Bush, you know, the George W. Bush, they said he wasn't the most eloquent. He was a lot more eloquent than Mr. Biden is right now. But that's just my take. I believe that's a possibility. And hopefully I'm wrong. I hope I am wrong. But I do feel that there's a possibility that I could be right. But anyway, good gracious, let's see. Oh, that's a good point, Pianki. He said, just as blacks, Jews, Mexicans, and Indians fought with the Confederacy in that Civil War, the army upholding the U.S. Constitution will be a diverse group. Blacks, whites, and everyone else will be getting it on. Yeah. Yep. When this election fraud mess is revealed, Harris will resign. Joe will appoint Trump, and then Joe will resign. Same thing that got Ford in the White House. Muskets can be disabled. Muskets can be double-barreled. I don't know what that is. There will be tremendous pressure from the post. Okay, yeah. And yeah, Democrats are about doing everything for the party. Yeah, that's all they care about is the party. You got two of them that can be button heads, but they'll just agree just for the party's sake. And that's why we got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. in office. Two people who don't like each other, but, you know, for the sake of the Democrat Party, they'll try to make it work. But anyway, let me do this. Do I hear any fruit bats flying around? Fruit bat alarm. That's the alarm to warn those of you all that are on the phones that I will not accept any, I'm not going to tolerate any ad hominem attacks, character assassinations, trolling or anything like that. You know, watch it with the language. Be careful with your language. Excessive profanity. I will not tolerate excessive profanity. And that's my fruit bat alert. And if you're a person who just wants to come here and disrupt the show and everything like that, then you are a fruit bat. And I don't have to, I will not take too much time with you, because basically it's just showing me that you want to disrupt this program. So having said all that, I'm pretty sure the two people in my chat room right now, not fruit bats. I'm pretty sure that, because the numbers look familiar, but just, That's just a warning I'm going to give every time I go to my phone. So let me go to this one. This is the first one. 314, welcome to the show.
At air rage, siren had smoke and dust coming off my phone.
Yeah, I got to fix that thing. I tell you, I don't know how to get that thing to you know, sound correct, because I think I have it too much on a loud setting, and when it reaches that crescendo, it just cuts off and everything. So, but still, you know, people still get the point, though.
You know, after the election, they played a clip on Kamala Harris saying, "We done it, Joe." You remember that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, certainly did.
And see,
played
it was
a bunch of dummies.
Yeah, it was not the normal congratulation. It was a devious type congratulation. It really wasn't a congratulation. It was an acknowledgement. We done it. Like it was a heck of a plan. But let me say this.
Exactly.
When this election mess come out, there's going to be some mad people. And what's going to happen is Kamala Harris going to resign. I ain't saying it's going to happen, but I'm just throwing a theory out there. Matter of fact, me and Sarge was talking about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kamala Harris resigns. Joe, because of the pressure, appoints Donald Trump as vice president. Then shortly after, he resigned, and Donald Trump moved back into the position he's supposed to be in. Kind of like the Gerald Ford getting into the House of the White House behind Nixon. See? And then you got to look at this, too, what the Democrats are doing with all these illegals. They're bringing back the whole tenets of the Three-Fifths Compromise. As spelled out in the U.S. Constitution, see? And see, we know that you got a depletion of population, especially in the hoods or the urban areas. Blacks are fleeing. So, like Detroit, so what are they going to do? Let's bring in these illegals and insert them into these populations. Like in St. Louis, they brought in 80,000 Bosnians, refugees. And you got a considerable crowd of Somalis and Serbians. They can't vote, the illegals. But the court said they can be counted on the U.S. Census, if I'm not mistaken. So what does that mean? Well, they're going to be counted as toward the population, which equates and calculates to the amount of congressional representation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but you say they can't vote. In those urban areas, if you just got five people, Democrats that's left after everybody on left, five people can vote in a congressperson. That's all it takes. It only takes one, really. One to nothing. Well, we know you're going to have somebody else running, too. But what I'm saying is that this is nothing but a way to create congressional seats or show up a congressional seat. Why would you create a congressional seat? Well, the blacks that move into other areas, adding on to that population that created that congressional seat, well, now it's got too many people. You might have enough to have to divide that seat. So if you do that, and then you've got these people moving in where the blacks moved out in the urban cities, and it could be happening elsewhere too. Now you effectively don't create two new seats, the one with the illegals and the one that split the existing seat where blacks have moved out. Like they're now starting to flee Ferguson and go across the Missouri River into St. Charles County. Outside of St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
You see how this stuff, this devious stuff works?
Oh, yeah. And see, that scenario that you just mentioned, that's the reason why we have the three-fifths compromise. See, a lot of people, they think the three-fifths compromise had to do with black people in the manhood of black people saying, oh, we're just three-fifths of a person. That's not what it was about. It was about representation. That's all it was about, because the slave owners, they saw their slaves as basically property.
Right.
And when it came time for, you know, election time or whatever, they wanted to count their slaves as people then. And so they came up to a compromise and said, well, we'll just count your slaves as three-fifths of a person. But it had nothing to do with denigrating black people. And people keep bringing that up all the time. You know, three-fifths compromise. Why is that still in the Constitution? They think we're three-fifths of a person. No, that's not what that meant. And see, the scenario you just mentioned, it sounds like we're going to have to do another three-fifths compromise. Only,
well, that's
I don't
what
know
they're
how
trying
much
to do.
Compromise.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're trying to do, Vincent. And see, here's another thing. People talk this stuff. Black, free blacks, quote-unquote, or the ones that wasn't in the South, was voting in the North. Like they do any other time. All blacks weren't slaves. This daggone narrative that's pushed out there. And slaves shouldn't have been voting because they were not citizens.
Exactly.
I mean, hard as it sounds, but it's true. They weren't citizens.
Yeah.
But after the Dred Scott decision, which Judge Taney gave a good ruling, an accurate ruling, Congress had a revelation and came up with the 14th Amendment. And see, here's another point, too. And really, in essence, you can't do no grandfather and go back and change things in history. Actually, the people that the blacks that was living the 14th Amendment really, really did not apply to them. It said those that are born. So anyone that was born after the 14th Amendment was ratified, well, it applied to them. So they had to just die off the same way the freemen died off about 1930s, the last one of them. The freemen associated with the five civilized tribes, they died off. I mean, that's just the way it is. How else would you something like that be handled?
Yeah. And it was, excuse me, it was kind of funny because and this might sound like I'm getting off track a little bit, but it's still, you know, sticking to the subject at hand. A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I went to the beach for her birthday, and we brought along one of her best friends and her two sons with her. And my wife and her friend, they're both from Liberia. And Liberia, as we know, it was designated as a place for the free blacks to return to Africa. You know, a lot of free blacks, returned to Liberia. And a lot of them, when they returned to Africa, now this is the thing that gets me. You know, this is why you need to know your history. When they returned to Africa, a lot of those who had been slaves in America actually turned around and enslaved a lot of the indigenous people that were already in Liberia.
And, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. And it was like, wait a minute. Y'all were enslaved in the U.S., but y'all come over here and you make slaves of the indigenous people. And I forgot what they called them, the Liberian American, something like that. They still call them that to this day. And in Liberia, it's illegal for a white person to become a citizen of that country.
You're absolutely right. You know what the Constitution says? Only a Negro can become a citizen of the country of Liberia. It's there today. Matter of fact, blacks in America have citizenship. They can claim in Liberia if they go through the process. But guess what?
Yeah.
They ain't leaving America.
Mm-mm. And they know good and well they're not leaving America. So when I hear people talk about they stole us from our land and everything, okay, well, you can always go back to Africa if you want. No, because you know you got a good here.
They ain't steal nobody. Matter of fact, the character in the Homicide, you remember the Homicide case?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that guy, Senku, I may be pronouncing his name wrong. When he was freed, he went back to Sierra Leone. And guess what business he got involved in? Slave trading.
Let me get exactly.
Isn't that some critical race theory?
The history out.
Yeah, isn't that some critical race theory that we just laid out there? See, they want to have way you look at it, any way you call it. Call it whatever you want to. If it's coming from a certain people, usually, that's bringing this up, it still means one thing. The white man is a devil. Everybody else is subjected and suppressed. That's what it's talking about.
Yeah.
But yet they don't tell all the history, both sides of a coin. And see what happens when you tell both sides of the coin, you figuratively pull the rug right out from underneath the point they're trying to get, the devilish point that they're trying to put out there.
Exactly. You know, and getting back to my story, in Liberia, they had a president named Doe. And he became president after a coup, you know, ousted the original president. And Doe became their president. And he employed someone named Charles Taylor. Charles Taylor, he worked for Doe. And Charles Taylor got his degree from an American university.
Mm-hmm. And I know Charles Taylor very well.
Oh yeah, and see the thing, you when you talk to a Liberian, when you talk to a Liberian in general today, they'll say things like Charles Taylor, he would be a good president today, even though we had the war and everything back then, and you know, because they had a civil war that started in 89, I believe it was, and it lasted for 4 years, and. You know, they were like, well, when Charles Taylor was president, we had food, we had this. Oh, yeah, we had to dodge them bullets and everything. And the very thing that surprised me about Charles Taylor, my wife was showing this to me. She said, honey, come here, look at this. She said, look at Charles Taylor's campaign slogan. And his campaign slogan was, he killed my ma, he killed my pa, but I'll still vote for him. I say, you have got to be kidding me.
Well, it's the same thing in America.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you something. I can give witness to this in the Normandy townships out in St. Louis County. They had a lady who had ruled a city called Hillsdale. Her name is Dorothy Moore. Hell, that woman have done so many people so wrong, but they still will come out and vote for her.
Yeah. And we see that all throughout the U.S. government. We see that with Maxine Waters. We see that with Nancy Pelosi. We see that, I mean, these people are not doing anything for the district they're supposed to represent, but people still keep voting them in. They keep voting them in.
Listen to the rhetoric you played with Maxine Waters, what she was doing. What she was doing, especially during the George Floyd trial, that was tantamount to call the mistrial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What she was doing is telling people to go out and create violence upon citizens, especially those that were in the Trump administration. If you've seen them out in public on their own time, that there was enough to have her kicked out of Congress. The same way in St. Louis, in the city right outside of St. Louis' western border, it's called University City, you had a representative, a state representative by the name of Maria Chappelle Nadal. And she wrote in her Twitter post that, I hope Donald Trump is assassinated.
Mm. But nobody
I debated her one
that.
Time on an issue when they was having a construction project going on at the St. Louis downtown library, and they was doing remodeling, and people was complaining because they wasn't hiring black workers. And I was debating her at Legacy Bookstore one Saturday. Zaki Baruti was there and some other people in the crowd. And we was talking about that blacks weren't being hired. And she made the statement that the reason why come blacks are not hired on construction projects is because they don't do math good, or should I say math well. Now, what kind of fool would make that statement? We know. But what fool would continue to vote for
him? I mean, really. Now, that's sad. That is sad, right?
And as we speak, she's still representing that city. I think she's now a senator.
Yeah. I mean, oh, wow.
A state
but
senator.
It's so true when they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And that's what I see when these people vote in people like Sheila Jackson Lee and all the rest of these people not doing one thing for your district or anything. They're enriching themselves, but you still keep voting them in because they keep yelling loudly against the other side, you know, oh yeah, this person's going to help me out, and they haven't helped you out in the 30 or 40 years they've been in their seats. They haven't helped you out one time. Tell me one bill that Maxine Waters has proposed that has actually passed through Congress.
Well, I tell you, this thing where Joe Biden is giving these mothers with these kids this money, I wonder if they have to pay taxes on that. But here's the question. Where in the hell is the fathers at? Here we are again being asked to take care of somebody's kids that the fathers won't. Is no place to be seen. $3,600 for a child over a certain age, each child, that's kind of like telling people to go out and have babies. You get paid for them.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what it sounds like to me.
And see, here's another thing. Like, people like to say the black population in the United States represents, for a long time, they were saying the 10th biggest country in the world. Well, here's the thing. Countries are not ranked on what they consume. They are ranked on what they produce.
Yep.
And if you give people money and call it whatever you want to, a lotto winning, bingo, or reparations, if they don't produce, sooner or later, a short time later, they will be back in the same predicament that they were in before they came upon the windfall. It has been shown with lotto winners.
Or even
after
worse.
After a period of time, they broke work. They broke in worse condition.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not producing,
I mean,
and when I say as far as individually, when you're producing, you have an education and obtain skills in an area where it's in high demand and it's paying good wage, a salary. So if you're not doing that, then you're going to fall into this category that Joe Biden is speaking to, of trying to buy off, is basically what we're looking at.
Yeah. So answer me this, Bianchi. Okay, right now the job markets, the job markets, they're having trouble getting people, hiring people for certain jobs. You know, there's a I guess you can call it a glut, if I'm correct, in the job market where they have so many jobs out there, but then no one's being hired, no one is asking for the jobs or whatever, because a lot of people, they're sitting at home because they're being paid benefits that pay them more than what they would get at a job. Now, those benefits are supposed to end in September. Can you answer me what's going to happen when those benefits run out?
Well, it's going to be worse yet when the time comes for them to have to pay taxes on that, if I'm not mistaken, in any of those cases. And if you don't have an employment source, whereas you can generate money to pay taxes, you're going to be in some deep trouble like you never saw before.
Wow. You know, because I think this is, I really do think this situation is leading up to something. And, you know, what you just said, it's, you know, I'd hate to think about what will happen as a result of all this. Joe Biden, boy, I tell you, I'm just speechless on the whole thing, you know, about, you know, Joe Biden's, job approval, and I've been alive for, I'll be 53 years old in October. I think this is the worst time during anyone's presidency. This is the worst. Joe Biden is definitely the worst. I mean, worse than Carter, worse than Obama, worse than Nixon. I really do think this is the worst period of time during any presidency.
You 52 years old, you still a kid. Well, at least you go back to Carter. But no, Joe Biden is terrible. This is terrible. Let's put it like this. I ain't never seen a president as good as Donald Trump was. The one thing that made him so good, he kept his word. What do you say he's going to do? He's done.
Yeah.
How often is that?
Yeah.
How often is that?
I mean, that first time when Donald Trump ran for president, I didn't vote for him because I was like, nah, he seems a little bit arrogant. You know, he's a celebrity. He's got all this money. And I said, you know what? Nah. But then when he became president, now my wife was telling me, said, you know, honey, you need to vote for Donald Trump. I was like, nah, because I just don't trust the guy. But when he got into office and, you know, he started doing all this mess, I mean, from day one, I'm sitting there like, okay, I was wrong. And so that helped me the second time when he came up. You know, I did cast my vote for him. Of course, it came to naught. I guess my vote didn't count. But
Well, see, here's the thing.
He's the best president in my lifetime.
You're a spiritual, you're a religious person. And you know for yourself throughout the history, you've had people that come show up that's espousing the word of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And you never would have thought they would. See?
Yeah.
See, people have the ability to do good things. Marion Barry was a crack addict, but he's a damn good mayor.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah. So the thing is that you never know when the righteousness is going to appear and how they're going to appear. They may be around you doing all kind of wrong things, but then all of a sudden they do something or do things that's good.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, you got to be able to recognize that. Stonewall Jackson was a general for the Confederacy, but he organized Bible Sunday class, Sunday school, where he had slaves and he was teaching them how to read. His wife, he incorporated her as a teacher, teaching them how to read, teaching them the gospel. But yet still, you got idiots out here want to take down this statue. He fought in many wars.
Yeah.
He just fighting the Civil War. That's what soldiers done. You even got them today.
Yep.
What are they called? Soldiers of Fortune.
Yep.
They go lend themselves out
with,
for a fee.
Yep. Same thing with General Lee. General Lee, same thing. You know, he fought for the South, but he didn't believe in slavery. His wife and his daughter had a school. It was in the illegal school in the South where they taught slaves how to read and write. But what you see people wanting to tear down, General Lee's statues, because, you know, that's a sign of racism. That's a sign of our oppression. But General Lee didn't believe in slavery. He believed in fighting for the cause of the South, but he didn't believe in slavery. And when the war was over and they, you know, signed the agreement at Appomattox, you know, he conceded. He said, hey, y'all won. Hey, let's go on with our lives now, you know. So
and Russia made it possible, helped the Union troops to win. I think they participated in blockade because you had foreign countries that were wanting to help the Confederacy, just like you had foreign countries. I think it was Germany wanted to help Mexico. So that's just the way things work out. Lee did not want to fight against his state. See, the look upon statehood back in those times was different than the way they are looked upon today. States were strongly looked at as being independent, sovereign, statehood. And that's another point, too. People say that the United States, the federal treasury profited off. Federal treasury didn't profit off no slavery. You may have states and people within those states on the eve of the Civil War, just like Christmas Eve, the day before the big event. Heck, you had a very minuscule number of whites involved in slavery. Some accounts were like 2% of the total population, not including blacks and Indians who had slaves. Indians had slaves way before even whites came here, from my understanding.
Yeah.
And of course,
did.
Those slaves that got here, slavery wasn't nothing new to them. Where they came from, as I said before, it was something that was started long, long before they ever met any whites.
Yeah.
You know, funny thing, I see some of these activist women and these black nationalist women named themselves after some famous queens, like Queen Nzinga. And I can't think of the name of her tribe. But she was fighting against the Portuguese.
Okay.
You know, they show that picture where the slaves get on their knees and provide her a seat on their back. You ever seen that picture?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But guess what?
Oh, wow.
She sold her people as slaves to the Dutch. so that they would ally with her against the Portuguese.
The more you know. The more you know. That's why I tell people, hey, y'all tell us a look at our history. But I tell everybody,
but
I throw
minute.
That right back in their face.
Wait a minute. The way they want to strip these statues down, the way they want to strip these plaques off a wall, is these people that's named in Zynga, are they going to strip themselves of that name? Or are they going to come up with something?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's interesting that you bring that up because I learned something new, I think, just last year about the former Cassius Clay, better known as Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, you know, he decided to change his name from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali because he said Cassius Clay is his slave name. Oh, boy. And I'm telling you, this will make you want to just read history, you know, till the cows come home. But found out Cassius Clay was a Kentucky senator. And he was strongly abolitionist. I mean, they said he was one of the people they didn't like dealing with in Congress because, you know, the man was, I think they called him rude and whatever. But he was strongly against slavery. And that's how Cassius Clay got his name. He was named after that. I think his senator or representative whose name was also Cassius Clay. But
yeah.
Muhammad Ali said he changed his name because that's the slave name, you know.
He went to Ireland to meet his long lost cousin. They ain't long lost, but his family, his part of his family tree is in Ireland, in a town called Eunice, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And there's a documentary on him where he goes there, and the whole town is celebrating his return. These are white folks.
Yeah. Yep.
Matter of fact, well, of course, Muhammad Ali. You had a white nation, a town in a white nation is celebrating this man because they recognize his ancestry leads him to Ireland.
Yep.
And you have to ask people, Booker T. Washington, father was white.
Yep.
W.E.B. Du Bois, father was white. Frederick Douglass, father was white. And if you hating white folks, that means you're doing what? You hate yourself.
Yeah. Hey, say that again, because I don't think the people in the back heard you.
You're hating yourself, and there's nothing worse to make a person blind, but two things. One is bad moonshine whiskey, and two, hate. Hate will make you blind.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's the same thing I used to say about Louis Farrakhan. You know, he talks about black this, blackity black, and white people this and that and everything. And I'm looking at Louis Farrakhan. I'm like, Louis, somewhere down along the line, someone added some cream to your coffee, if you know what I mean. You know, so
absolutely.
You're going to hate that white part of you, you know, I mean. And me, I can trace myself, even though I look like your typical black man, but I got some Scottish-Irish in me, maybe a little bit of German, too, you know. So,
well,
I mean,
it's
I'm
like
supposed
this
to hate the white side
that,
of me.
I heard a woman say this today, talking about blacks as the mother and father of white folks. Well, that's just not true. That's just not true.
Yeah.
Because, see, here's the thing. They like to talk about the first humanoids coming out of Africa, which is true because it was an ideal place for life to begin and to form, so on and so on and so on. But them first humanoids, your Australopithecus, Bosay and Robustus, Habilis, those people, those humanoids was ape-like. Now, I know you follow religion, but let's stay with the science what people are trying to relate to. Those people were not fully developed humans. They had not evolved to that state. And when Homo erectus was upright, you know, they used to stay in trees. They'd come down on the ground and kind of lavish around until something came along that was threatening them. They'd run up the tree again. Then they evolved to a point where they start standing up upright. You ever see a bear walk upright? Bears can't walk upright. I mean, they walk upright, walk past your window. You thought it was a man with a bear suit on. They walk upright. Until for necessity, they get back down on fours and joggle right on away. But erectus, you're talking about going back millions of years. And of course, he walked out of the continent into other areas and developed, met up with whoever, and they had babies and so on and so on. He also came back in, and out of that, they say Homo sapiens and sapiens sapiens, we already pronounce it sapiens. But you're talking about hundreds of thousands of years ago. And when people travel and they finally settle down, they become who they become, that where they are. Where they came from is no longer, because of adaptation. That's the way nature does. It will help you to adapt to the conditions that you now find yourself presently in. Adaptation biology, biological, and also phenotypically. Because when you're in the northern area, you don't need the melanin. You don't need the hair on your body like Homo erectus probably had when he came out of, you know, the areas where they started off.
I don't believe in evolution. I know where you're coming from, though. I understand where you're coming from. And you do have to adapt to wherever you end up, because a lot, if you don't adapt to different condition or whatever, you might as well go back to where you came from, you know. And see, that's the thing I keep saying about the about folks in this country talking about, you know, we were stolen from our lands and, you know, we come from Africa. And I'm like, well, going back to Africa then. Okay, going back with the tsetse fly and the lions and the gaboon viper and everything, going back there, you know. But those of us who are content to stay here don't, you know, get insulted because we don't want to go back there. You know, I mean, it's crazy.
Well, here's the thing on that, and I don't challenge nobody on their thoughts, but see, that was some back to Africa movements of groups of people, upwards of like 300, maybe a little more, a little less, in two times in history. In the late 1700s, in the early 1800s. And guess where they went? Because of what Monroe, because the capital of Liberia is Monrovia. And Lincoln also wanted to send them back, too. Because their domicile really was where they came from. But that's another story. But so anyway, these that went back, they lasted for about, 30 days, 60 days, and they all was dead. Why is that? Because them diseases tore them up.
Yeah,
their biological
makeup
was no longer where their great-great-great ancestors had came from. And that's just the way it is. When people travel around the world, they not only exchange how you're doing, but they also exchange diseases. And those that survive would end up with a stronger immune system.
Yep.
And it just go on and on and on and on and on that way. COVID.
Yep.
Your body, human body, has been exposed to over 326 trillion viruses since its conception, according to what science say. The best vaccine is what your body produced in its immune system.
Yeah, exactly. And shoot, I could do an entire show on that one too. You know, this these people talking about, you know, you need to get vaccinated. You get vaccinated and everything. And I tell people I got vaccinated in December of last year. I caught COVID.
Let me tell you something else.
That's my vaccination.
Let me tell you something else too, Vincent. The people don't realize, don't understand. When you have sex with a woman and you ejaculate into a woman, her immune system is trying to kill that, those spermazoids.
Yeah.
That's why
ejaculation,
that's why in ejaculation you ejaculate billions, because the likelihood of them getting by that strong immune system is compromised. That's why it's usually one that make it to the edge.
Yeah.
After that long swim.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something else. When people, when men have sex with women not using a condom, and the women say that you can pull out, because in your pre-seminal fluid that's leaking from your penis, there are spermazoids. But guess what? It's a few.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
It's only a few that are overcome by that female's immune system. They kill it because it's a foreign invasion. It's a foreign body.
Yep.
So, yeah, having sex and you don't ejaculate don't mean that you're not putting some spermazoid in that woman, and you might have a super spermazoid that's able to make it. And you say, well, hey,
that's
he didn't ejaculate in me. How did I get pregnant?
Yeah, that's true though. That's what you call science, you know. let me keep you. I need to keep you on here. I got another caller here. Oh my goodness,
bring him in
for the end of the show. Yeah. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Let me tell you about yourself right now, sir. First of all, just like your other person on the line said, yeah, you blowing my phone up. Not only you blowing my phone up, it was smoking. You're smoking my earbuds. And then you wait till your call is almost over with. I'm very upset with you, man, but I still love you anyway. And when I come get my rocket to the planet Earth, I am not going to come by and get you and not going to get your wife either.
Hey, sorry about that, man. I guess I got caught up with my conversation with Bianchi because he was making a lot of good points. I'm looking at my chat page. I think I got a new friend in Daily News because Daily News, you know, made some points and Daily News. I'm gonna check out that video. I'm gonna check out that video once the show is over. Just want to let folks know, I'm just throwing this out there. I'm not saying anything is definite or anything, but a lot of people have been getting problems with Blog Talk Radio here of late. Some people have been getting their shows cut off. Some of them haven't been able to do a show. Their shows were cut off early or something like that, and they're not able to get back on their shows. And I'm just putting this out there. I'm not saying anything's definite, but if this trend continues, I might have to move my program to another medium. I've gotten, you know, a couple of my friends have said that, you know, they weren't able to do a show. People try to log in. They say they can't hear or anything like that. And it gets to be a little frustrating and whatever. But I'm going to try to stick it out here on Blog Talk Radio as long as I can. I've been on Blog Talk Radio since 2009. I did my first program in July of 2009. Matter of fact, last Saturday was my 12th anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. So, Daily News, don't upset the BTR gods. I'm trying not to, but I just want to give you all a heads up on that. I want to stay with Blog Talk Radio as long as I can, but if the, you know, the interference and everything keeps going on, I'm going to be forced to move. And I don't want to do that, but, you know, a person's got to do what they got to do. And the guy who show that I'm hosting. He has said he's had some problems and he's thinking about moving to another medium. And I say, you know, hey, you got to do what you got to do. But I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not saying anything definite yet. You know, it might not be for another 10 years, you know, which I hope it isn't, you know, another 10 years. But anyway, next week I should have another edition of Black by Color Only. Just want to give a shout out to the people in my chat room, Daily News. Glad to have you here. Flycatch, always a pleasure. Pianki, good, always a pleasure. And my sister up in New York, Yahweh Kai, otherwise known as Retta Washington. Maybe I shouldn't have given away her secret identity, you know. But great to have you all on, and I really appreciate you all coming on the show, giving me a little dose of your rhetoric or opinion or whatever, and doing it in a respectable fashion. But tomorrow I'm going to have my Profit or Loss show on True Sharks Radio. If you want to check that out, it'll be tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And but just want to tell you all, thank you all. Stay safe out there. Watch your sales. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. But anyway, this is Vincent E. Brown. I am signing off. And until the next time, I'll see you on the rebound. You all have a good Saturday.